Space Cowboy Books presents Simultaneous Times, a science and speculative fiction podcast. Short stories to stir the imagination by contemporary authors.
In this episode, we bring you stories from the pages of Radon Journal. Hello, this is Automatic Anti-Grief by Jenna Hanchi, with music by Fall Precautions, read by Zara Kond.
Hi. Yes. Well, it's not a problem, exactly. It's just that I don't even know why I do it sometimes. I'll be home, watching Creative Cooking and trying to design those fancy interactive sims to overlay the protein packs. You know, just like they do on TV. And then, before I even realize what's happened, she's there. I mean, I know I granted all the permissions for the app when I downloaded it into my mental implant array, but it's just a little surprising how quickly it works. I don't even register thinking about her until she's already with me. Don't get me wrong, it's great to talk to her. It's like a dream come true, having Mom around all the time whenever I need her. I'm really glad she changed her mind and we got it set up when we did. Right. A shuttle accident, 2 months later. It's okay. No, I love having her here, I think. It all happened so quickly, afterward, that I almost didn't even realize she was gone. And the sim is perfect. The sensory notes are indistinguishable from reality. When I hug her, I can feel her firm shoulders and soft waist. I can smell the lavender oil she always used in her hair. I can tell the difference between her free and easy laugh and her slightly sardonic one. I appreciate she's still giving me her subtle brand of advice from beyond the grave. So, no, the problem is not with your character map of her, or my own implants that register the sensory details. Yes, I realize there's an extra fee to change the input now. That's not what I'm calling about. I actually don't know how to describe the problem, okay? It's like, I want to know the reason I summon Mom Sim before she appears. I have this feeling that I'm missing something when I look up and see her standing by the window, watching the birds like she used to, or sitting in her favorite easy chair, reading a book. No. Yes, I remember that ads are part of the deal. I'm not asking why she has a new release in her hands. I'm just trying to figure out exactly what called her there in the first place. Yeah, I get that I must have wanted to see her. Maybe the problem is that I don't feel the wanting. She's always just there, at the tips of my neural-linked fingers, appearing in a synaptic flash, answering the questions I didn't ask about what I should do on my next date, commiserating about that story from work that I haven't even told her yet, and she retells the memories I apparently want to hear in exactly the same manner. I've gotten the explanation of your patented sensorial precision system before. It's great that the sim has 100% factual accuracy. That's really cool. What I'm saying is it doesn't sound like her. She was never 100% factually accurate. And that's really good, because it breaks the illusion that it is her long enough for me to remember that she's dead and gone, and this image of her isn't real. That's it, I guess. Those are the moments I get closest to what it is I'm looking for. The moments when the pit of my stomach drops, and I get this swishing feeling, like a black hole has opened in my soul, and threatens to pull all that's left of me inside it. For one glorious instant, there is a depth to my existence. My whole being is caught between the elation of unfulfilled longing and a horror of having gotten exactly what I wished for. But just like that, it's gone again. You see, Most of the time, I don't feel anything at all. I would, perhaps, but she's already with me. Easing the anxieties and pain and grief that conjured her before I even experienced them. It was just a sigh, sorry. Sure, I guess you could say the problem is that the app works too well. Yes, you have my permission to put that comment on your neurosite. But I think what I really mean is, I miss what it feels like to miss her. Does that make sense? Sure, I get that it's the whole point of the program. I just don't feel as happy about it as you seem to think I should. As everyone seems to think I should. Because I'm not happy. I'm not anything. I just want to feel again. And if you could help me, maybe I'll just, I don't know, delete the whole thing. Huh? A pause option? I didn't realize you offered that. I see. It's how much for every paused month? Well, that's something. And she'd always be there, waiting for me? When the pain gets too much, when the feelings start to overwhelm me, I could just turn it back on? It's not that I don't trust your 100% satisfaction rating. I just... No, everything's not all right. Me! What's wrong is me. It's not the sim, or your program, or your impossibly high satisfaction rate. What I don't trust are my own feelings, my own ideas of what I want and need, and what they make me choose to do. There she is, right on time, I suppose. Sorry, what was that? I got distracted for a moment. No, I think we're done here. Thank you. I'll be okay. Fine. Sure. You can put me down as satisfied with your service today. Can you maybe put a pin in all that for now? I'll call back if I decide to do it. Right now, I need to go talk with my mom.
Lost in Transcription by Abigail Guerrero, with music by Fog Machine, read by Mark Soden Jr., Pedro Iniguez, Jean-Paul Garnier, and Zara Kahn.
In the Circuit Court of the First Judicial District of and for Laramie County, Wyoming, Francisco de Jesus Williams, date of birth, February 1st, 2024, plaintiff, versus Bespoke Adoption Agency, defendant, case number 2045L-CC2357. The following is a recording of the interview between adoptee Francisco de Jesus Williams, born Francisco de Jesus Hernandez Ortiz, and the adoptive parents, James and Patricia Williams, requested as evidence for the case Williams versus Bespoke. The interview was conducted by Aaron Roach, a representative of the Bespoke Adoption Agency, and the certified translator, Jose Maria Morales Smith. It is to be noted that Francisco de Jesus was 14 years old at the time of the interview, in September 2038.
We're recording now.
Is that really necessary?
I'm afraid it is. Memory loss is quite a common secondary effect of this particular procedure, and some people need to be reminded that they agreed to do this. How often does it happen? Memory loss? About 80% of... No, I mean... Come in, Francisco. Come in and sit.
Entra y siéntate, Francisco.
Hi, Francisco. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming, son.
Ellos no hablan español, pero entonces ¿cómo se supone que vamos a...?
What's going on?
He's worried about not being able to speak with them by himself.
Tell him that the language won't be a problem. We'll fix that soon.
No te preocupes por el idioma. Ellos lo arreglarán pronto.
Don't worry about this. The standard package includes the language exchange. We'll take the English of a native speaker from one of our branches in America and swap it with Francisco's Spanish. We can also give him an accent, if you want to. We can make him sound Southern or British or whatever you prefer. Bespoke has branches all over the world.
What will happen with the other child?
The other child will be fine. When the time comes for them to be adopted, we will install in them the language they'll need to adjust to their new family, and everybody's happy, right?
I guess, but...
Now, we also have the premium package that would allow Francisco to keep his Spanish while receiving English. And we have the platinum package, so you can make him a personalized polyglot with all the languages you want him to speak. The price of the platinum package...
¿Qué tanto andan diciendo? He wants to know what you were talking about.
Tell him that we're fixing the language problem, and to shut up.
Están solucionando el problema del idioma. Ya cállate.
As I was telling you, the price will vary depending on the number of languages you want your new child to speak, and the relative rarity of each one of them.
Relative rarity?
Yes. We calculate the value of each language depending on the number of living native speakers within our system. Finding an orphan who speaks English or Chinese is relatively easy. But it's not that simple to find one that speaks Euskera, for example.
And is it necessary to take the language from someone else?
Well, not really. People can technically acquire a language as a skill through study and immersion, as our translator did. But it is a hard and long process, and it can take months or even years. It would be necessary to find a private teacher for Francisco and take him to his lessons every day, or invest your own free time in teaching him. And he might not be able to start school in America right away until he's fluent enough to communicate with teachers and classmates. Are you really willing to wait that long to start living a normal life? Besides, the standard package is included with every adoption. There's no extra cost for you to exchange his Spanish for English.
Well, now you're talking.
Well, if there are no more concerns about the language... Excellent. Now, Jose, please inform Francisco about the decision the Williamses have made. We need him to agree before we can continue.
Ellos quieren que hables inglés. Si aceptas el trato, harán un intercambio de idiomas y ya no hablarás español. Pero podrás comunicarte con tu nueva familia y tus nuevos vecinos, maestros y compañeros de clase en los Estados Unidos.
¿Y no puedo tomar clases de inglés y ya?
Sí podrías, pero eso tomaría demasiado tiempo y los Williams quieren continuar con su vida normal tan pronto tú mudes con ellos.
Entonces, ¿por qué no mejor adaptan un niño gringo que sí hable inglés?
What's the problem now?
He's asking if it wouldn't be easier to adopt an American child who does speak English.
Doesn't he know why we chose him?
Didn't you tell him before coming here?
We told him the most important part, and he agreed with it. So don't worry about it. Trust me, he's willing to do everything to live the American dream. Or better said, to escape from Mexico. Anyway, Jose, please tell him that he was chosen because he has the same birthday as Harper, the Williams' child. We'll make a copy of her memories and paste it into him so he can start his life in America as if he had always been there. He will know the neighbors, the extended family, his classmates, and everything about his new hometown in Wyoming from day one. No time wasted with introductions and formalities. Isn't that wonderful? But memory osmosis only works with a minimal age gap.
preferably no age gap at all. And since we couldn't find a child born on the right date in the United States, we had to look a little below the border.
Fuiste elegido porque naciste el mismo día que la hija de los Williams, Harper. Harán una copia de sus recuerdos y te los transferirían para que puedas comenzar tu vida en los Estados Unidos como si siempre hubieras estado ahí. Conocerías los vecinos, los parientes, a tus compañeros de colegio y todo sobre la ciudad donde vivirías desde el principio. Pero la osmosis de memoria solo funciona con diferencias de edad muy pequeñas, o ninguna, de preferencia. Y como no pudieron encontrar a alguien con la fecha de nacimiento adecuada en los Estados Unidos, tuvieron que buscar los sucursales de México.
Oye, espera, a mí nadie me dijo nada de esto. ¿Qué va a pasar con mis verdaderos recuerdos? ¿Lo voy a olvidar todo?
He's asking what will happen to his real memories.
Tell him there's a chance he might forget something.
Hay una probabilidad que olvides algunas cosas.
¿Realmente es necesario que me adopten? Yo solo quiero ir a los Estados Unidos, y ellos solo quieren que le pase un poco de mi salud a su hija, ¿verdad? ¿No hay una manera de arreglar esto sin que tengan que alterarme todo el cerebro?
He wants to know if it is really necessary to be adopted.
Yes, we talked about it, Francisco. You can't legally come to America without being adopted. Besides, the procedure requires both your explicit consent and your parents' authorization. That's why they have to adopt you.
Sí, es necesario. No puedes ir legalmente a los Estados Unidos sin ser adoptado. Además, el procedimiento requiere tanto tu consentimiento como la autorización de tus padres. Es por ello que tienen que adoptarte.
Do you get it now?
¿Lo entiendes ahora?
Excellent. Now, James and Patricia, do you have any more questions?
I think I don't.
We're fine. Well, then I think we're ready to close the deal. I'm going to read the agreement aloud. Are you ready? Fine. Are you, James and Patricia Williams, willing to adopt Francisco de Jesus Hernandez Ortiz and raise him as your child, as well as to take charge of his American citizenship process and all of his future medical expenses?
We do.
We do. Thank you. And now the boy. Francisco de Jesus Hernandez Ortiz, do you understand that being adopted by James and Patricia Williams implies that some of your memories will be altered and your native language changed from Spanish to English, and that you're expected to donate the blood, cells, and organs that are required to improve Harper Williams' health state, even if that reduces your own life quality and expectancy?
Francisco de Jesús Hernández Ortiz, ¿entiendes que ser adoptado por James y Patricia Williams implica que algunos de tus recuerdos serán alterados y tu idioma nativo cambiado de español a inglés? Y que se espera que dones la sangre, células y órganos que sean necesarios para mejorar el estado de salud de Harper Williams, incluso si eso reduce tu propia calidad y expectativa de vida?
Sí, lo que sea.
You have to say it in English, as we practiced.
Tienes que decirlo en inglés, como lo practicaron.
Yes, I do.
Please, don't get up yet. We still need to sign the documents and do a lot of paperwork. We don't want the boy to sue us when he's older, right?
End of recording.
In this episode of Simultaneous Times, you heard Hello, This is Automatic Anti-Grief by Jenna Hansch, with music by Fall Precautions, and Lost in Transcription by Abigail Guerrero, with music by Fog Machine, both from the pages of Radon Journal. We would like to thank the authors and Radon Journal's editors for making this episode possible. Find out more about Radon Journal at radonjournal.com. And out now, Simultaneous Times Volume 3 Science Fiction Paperback, with stories from this podcast and some appearing for the first time. Learn more at spacecowboybooks.com.